Welcome to Making Reading Count with Mrs. Simpson. Today we're going to talk about the Fab Five of reading. These include vocabulary, fluency, comprehension, phonemic awareness, and phonics. Vocabulary simply refers to words that your child may or may not know. Vocabulary is an important part of reading. The more words your child is exposed to, the better. It is also important for your child to know the meaning of words as well. There are many activities that you can do at home with your child to help improve their vocabulary, such as matching games and crossword puzzles. Fluency is the second Fab Five of reading. Fluency simply refers to how smoothly your child can read. When a child reads fluently, the sentences flow from one to the next. They stop or pause at punctuation marks as well as use expression as they read. If they come across a word they do not know, they figure it out and continue to read. Fluency is an important skill for your child to develop once they have the basics down. Reading fluently can also help your child's comprehension as they will not be stopping or breaking apart thoughts while they read. Fluency is a little more difficult to develop, but there are still many activities that can be done at home, such as rereading a story together more than one time and identifying difficult words before reading. Comprehension is the third Fab Five of reading. Comprehension refers to a child's ability to remember or recall what they have read. This is absolutely crucial in a child's reading development. Many times a child can be a fabulous reader but does not remember what they read. This can create a large problem in all subject areas. There are a number of activities that you and your child can do to boost their comprehension. Encourage your child to take notes while reading, or retell a story in their own words. Clarify words in a story before and after reading, and encourage them to ask questions. The fourth thing is phonemic awareness. Phonemic awareness refers to the sounds that your child hears when you say a word. Many children can speak just fine, but have trouble sounding out words, spelling words, or even reading because they don't hear or understand all of the sounds in the words. Phonemic awareness goes hand in hand with phonics. Since phonics mainly focuses on the letter knowledge, this portion focuses on the sounds knowledge. Many activities can be done at home to increase your child's knowledge of phonemic awareness, such as categorizing pictures by their beginning sound, middle sounds or ending, and identifying rhyming words. The fifth and final Fab Five of reading is phonics. Phonics refers to the very basic knowledge that your child has of letters and their sounds. This could be as simple as the letter sound, sound combinations, or letter recognition. Although this seems like an issue that younger children have, it is often a problem that an older student can have if they have not learned the sounds of letters and many of the combinations that sounds make together. If this has occurred, reading can be very difficult. Here are some activities you can do at home. Making words with prefixes, suffixes, and word endings beginnings, or letter sound match. Thank you for joining me to learn about the Fab Five of reading.